Looking at the value of vision, and we're going over the visions of Apostle Paul. We started with a heavenly vision. Last week, we talked about a missionary vision. Paul was given a missionary vision. He had a mission, took movement. He was the messenger that carried the message, and that's what we spoke about last week. And tonight, we're going to look in Acts chapter 18, and we're going to look at I call this a solidifying vision, a solidifying vision. To solidify means to reinforce or to affirm. So we're looking at this in Acts chapter 18, verse number 9. The Word of God says this: "Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city." Verse 11, and he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. So tonight we're going to look at a solidified vision. We're going to look at to be strong, to be speaking, to be shielded, and to be sent is the S's tonight. We went from the M's last week to the S's this week. Amen. To be strong. Jesus spoke to him in the vision and said, be not afraid. You know, God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, because fear has torment. Now, we find that when he says, be not afraid to him, that he's going to keep him. First thing I see in this is his holding. The Lord held him. So the first point would be his holding. The scripture references Isaiah 41, verse number 13. The Word of God says, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." Amen. Just like the prophet Isaiah, Jesus is speaking to the apostle Paul, and he's saying, be not afraid. Amen. I've got you. I've got you. He's holding him. And also he says in this, he also says that he will help him. His helping is what I have here. And Psalms 46, verse number 1, the psalmist says this. He says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. In other words, God says, hey, he is our very present help in time of trouble. Amen? So he's not only telling the Apostle Paul, man, I'm going to hold you through this. I'm going to help you out. I'm your helper. And third thing I have here is God, when Jesus says something, I have his honoring. In other words, when Jesus says something, it has to happen. He said, don't be afraid. Nobody's going to hurt you here. And the Apostle Paul taught for a year and 6 months without anybody hurting him. Hello? Amen? And in other words, if we get a hold of the word when the Lord tells us something, we need to believe him at the word no matter what it looks like. And I'm sure the Apostle Paul was seeing these Jews that really didn't care for him. But he was going to speak to them because God told him to. And God said he would protect him and watch over him. So in honoring, in Acts chapter 23, verse number 11. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. Now, Jesus is telling him that he has to go to Rome. And if he has to go to Rome, nothing can happen to him in Jerusalem. Nothing can keep him from getting to Rome because Jesus prophesied and spoke that he would go to Rome. Amen? What has the Lord said over you? What has he promised to you? What has he assured you of in his word? Amen? He tells us, hey, to be strong. Amen? Not to fear. Don't be afraid like the Apostle Paul. He said, but speak, hold not thy peace. And so we have this third one is his honoring. Acts 23:11, we just went over that. And now to be speaking, what is he speaking? He is speaking his word. So look with me to Ezekiel chapter 2. Verse number 7. It says, and thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, he's speaking to the prophet Ezekiel, hear what I say unto thee, be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and give that I give thee. In other words, the Lord was saying this in a simple way. Don't preach what you won't apply to your own life. In other words, I'm speaking to you, swallow the word, apply it to yourself first, and then speak it forth. You know, so many times we want to tell someone else what they need to do and not let the Lord speak to us about what we need to do. Amen? So he's going to speak forth his word. He's going to speak forth his warning. His warning. And Ezekiel chapter 3, verse number 17, the word of God says, son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. Amen? In other words, there's not anyone that can stand before God and say, I didn't know, because God has sent people to speak to them. I think one of the things that's so important is when God sends men like the Apostle Paul to speak his word and to give warning, it's so important for us to take heed to the word of God. You know, listen to what the Spirit of God has to say. Hallelujah. God doesn't use that phone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God speaks from to the heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. So third, I find that he's watching. So turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Just as the Apostle Paul was teaching his student Timothy, just as we learned from the prophet Ezekiel that we have to swallow it first, Paul wasn't telling his student to do anything that he won't do. He's saying, do as I do, not just as I say. The Apostle Paul would say, follow me as I follow Christ, okay? So he says to his student, he said, preach the word, in verse 2, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. In other words, trying to find someone to tell you what you want to hear instead of what you need to hear. Amen. The Lord was speaking to me last night, and he said, just because men and women are doing good things, and there's nothing wrong with the good things that they're doing, but God desires to do a new thing. And if God's desiring to do a new thing, even though the thing was good, some things we have to stop to do something new. In other words, we have to allow God to be God. We have to be sensitive and being led by the Spirit of God and not by our flesh. Our flesh wants certain things. So God says that we're to be led by His Spirit. If we're led by the Spirit of God, then we're walking according to His will and His purpose, and we're doing what God's called us to do. Amen. And so just like the Apostle Paul, he had this vision that to be strong, amen, that God was going to be with him. His strength was going to be with him, and he's going to watch over him and keep him. But it was important for him to speak what the Lord said to speak, not necessarily what the apostle wanted to speak. I'm sure he'd want to give some of them people a piece of his mind. But usually a piece of our mind never gets anyone anywhere. Amen? Sometimes when we speak a piece of our mind, we cause more harm than good. Amen? So the Apostle Paul said he had to be reminded of this vision that the Lord had given him, that he was going to be strong, to not be afraid. He was going to speak and not hold his peace. In other words, when the Lord said, to speak, he needed to speak. Amen. And he showed him that he would be shielded, okay? To be shielded, for I am with thee. In other words, he wanted him to recognize that he was never going to leave him nor forsake him. Amen. I don't know about you, but if you've had an encounter with the Lord, and he truly had an encounter with the Lord, as the Apostle Paul had on the road to Damascus. He had an encounter with the resurrected Lord. And he saw the glory, the power of God. And then the Lord said, I am with you. All of a sudden, there's something that's flowing and going, okay? Because the Lord is with us. Amen? And the prophet Isaiah says this. One of the things is his presence will be with you. So in Isaiah 43, it's another one of my favorite scriptures. I probably use this 100,000 times. Verse 2. He says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, no matter. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. In other words, what the Lord is saying is, hey, I'm going to do everything that I said I was going to do. I placed my hand upon you, and I anointed you for such a time as now. And since I've anointed you for such a time as now, we'll accomplish everything that I called you to do. There is not one thing that will drop to the ground that will not be accomplished what the Father has said. Every word will be fulfilled. Amen. In other words, and if we believe that, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, our faith is increasing because we're seeing firsthand how Jesus came in the night in a vision to Paul. He told him that, be not afraid, amen, that I am with you. He says, you're not going to have any harm. And I have much people in this city, he said. Amen. There's more for you than against you. Amen. And we see that the Apostle Paul was there a year and a half teaching people that didn't want to be taught. Hello? In school, sometimes you'll get some students that you're trying to teach that don't want to be taught. Any stubborn people here? Amen. But his protection, he gives them his presence. And his presence brings his protection. So look with me in Psalms 5. Verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also love thy name, be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield. So not only did we have his presence, but I thank God for his hand of protection. I thank God. You know, sometimes we go through some things, but one of the things that the Lord showed me is all the things that missed us because of prayer and intercession. You know, it's just like missiles that were attacking that didn't hit their targets. It was like duds. The enemy was shooting missiles, but they were duds because the Spirit of God doused them out, all right? Because God gives us his protection. Not only did he give Paul, the Apostle Paul, his protection, but he gave him his provision. Provision. And Nahum, chapter 1, Nahum tries to hide back there. Verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. You see, the Apostle Paul had the vision. He heard the voice of Jesus. And he trusted him. Then the Apostle Paul could say this, I'm persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any creature is able to separate me from the love which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. Amen. And then we find here is, then he to be sent, the Apostle Paul just didn't went. He was sent. He was answered the call. And I have that because of teaching in Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus said this. He said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all these things that I've commanded thee, and lo, I am with thee even until the end of the world. Amen. In other words, the God we serve, he never starts anything he doesn't finish. Amen. He's the author and finisher. So when we're looking about and looking at this solidifying vision of the Apostle Paul, it was reinforced. By the Spirit of God upon Paul. You know, Paul was strong. Paul spoke the word, recognized that he was shielded, and he was sent to accomplish what the Lord sent him to do. Amen. Isn't it awesome? Listen to me. Isn't it awesome that God chose you and ordained you and set you apart for his kingdom? I don't know about you, but that makes me excited. There's a great big world out there, and God chose you. Amen? And that you're valuable and you're important. Amen? And there's gifts and things that he's placed in you. Amen? And he says to us, hey, just like the Apostle Paul, Paul knew that he was going to face some adversity. But at the same time, he recognized who he served. And he recognized that greater was the one that was in him than he that's in this world. Amen. And he recognized that he could overcome them all by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of his testimony. What came out of his mouth? What came out of his mouth is what he was led by the Spirit of God to speak. Amen. So let's all stand. Hallelujah.